And a victory for Democrats, you could say, from the United States Supreme Court. Very interesting ruling, especially in the way the justices divided. But the High Court dismisses a challenge to findings of racial gerrymandering in Virginia. Of course, the Republicans had challenged it. And let's bring in live our friend, Supreme Court watcher, expert Kenneth Jost, who has his Jost on Justice blog, author of the Supreme Court Yearbook and the Supreme Court A to Z, two definitive works on the High Court, adjunct professor of law at Georgetown University Law School. And Kenneth, what about that? It was so strange to me to see this was not a classic liberal versus conservative ruling.
That's right. So the five justices in the majority are three liberals and two conservatives, Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch. And the four justices in dissent are three conservatives plus Justice Breyer, who usually votes with the liberal bloc. So, yes, it was a little unusual, but it was mostly liberals in the majority versus conservatives in the minority. And the decision is more politically significant than legally significant. The court did not get to the merits of the case. Instead, the 5-4 ruling is the Virginia House of Delegates can't come into court and say, we don't like the lower court decision. It's the state attorney general's office in Virginia that represents the state of Virginia, not the Virginia House of Delegates. And so the ruling in terms of the legal holding is the Virginia House of Delegates has no legal standing to defend the racial gerrymander that the Virginia House of Delegates approved back in 2011. And the racially gerrymandered districts, 11 in all, around the Richmond area and around the Hampton Roads areas, those districts have been used all through this decade up until last week. In last week's election, the new plan that dispersed black voters more evenly through the districts, that was the basis for the party primaries last week. And the political analysis is that six Republican incumbents are now living in districts very likely to be majority Democrats. And among the Republican incumbents who are likely to lose is the Republican Speaker of the House of Delegates, Kirk Cox.
But the broader point is because this was a narrow Supreme Court finding, and that partially explains the unusual divide, it doesn't necessarily foreshadow what could happen in some bigger cases on racial gerrymandering, for example, in North Carolina.
That's right. It leaves in place this rule. If race is the primary factor in drawing a redistricting map, that is constitutionally problematic. What this decision clearly has nothing to say about is political gerrymandering.
Yes.
Those two cases, from North Carolina and from Maryland, are still, you know, sitting at the Supreme Court waiting decision probably next week.
Yeah.
And who knows, that this court may do the same thing that they did last year, while Justice Kennedy was still on the court. Last year, they essentially, you know, punted, and they may do the same this year. Chief Justice Roberts really doesn't want to touch partisan gerrymandering.
I want to talk about a can of worms. I mean, unbelievable, but actually believable. Let's go on just quickly here at the end. We had another birthday cake case.
That's right. So the Colorado case, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, now 2 years ago, right? I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the Supreme Court decided that on a somewhat narrow basis that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission that penalized the Colorado baker was engaged in anti-religious bias.
Right.
So last year, the florist in Washington had her case up in front of the Supreme Court and of the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, you know what, why don't we send this case back to Washington and tell them to read our Masterpiece Cake Shop case and then decide the case again. And in that case, the Washington Supreme Court said, you know what, we were right the first time.
And be clear for listeners, Washington State here, not D.C., but go on.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so yesterday in the Oregon case, this is an Oregon baker who didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. And so the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, did the same thing. You know what? Why don't we tell the Oregon court to read what we wrote in the Colorado case and then reconsider this case? But my prediction is that the Oregon court will say, you know what? We got this right the first time.
All right, Supreme Court expert Kenneth Jost, Jost on Justice, author of books on the Supreme Court, joining us live. Thank you for your insights.
Glad to help.
Glad to help. Thanks. Kenneth Jost live on WDEL's Delaware.